Hello there, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap from our platform at financialservicesonline.com.au. This recap is for Saturday, December 6th, 2025, and will summarize key financial happenings in Australia, providing insights and updates to consumers and businesses alike. First off, insurance. It seems the cost of insurance is scaling new heights in our nation. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, together with the Insurancil of Australia, are ringing alarm bells, urging urgent reforms to handle surging insurance premiums that are now rattling small and mid-sized businesses. Some enterprises, take our beauty salons for example, are contemplating stripping down their coverage or dropping insurance altogether, a decision that could elevate operational risks greatly. The proposed reforms touch on a multitude of areas, from abolishing insurance taxes, reviewing small business insurance costs, to creating a national support body for insurance guidance. If you're in business, take note, the call to action now is to compare insurance policies, implement risk management procedures, and consistently engage with industry forums. This should help safeguard your venture against escalating costs. Right, moving on to superannuation. There's a red alert from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission for those considering going the self-managed super fund route. A closer look at advice provided for these funds reveals a serious deficit in legal compliance, with a staggering 62% out of 100 cases not quite hitting the legal standards mark. That's a significant concern, especially for a sector controlling a huge chunk of Australia's $4.3 trillion super industry. Then there's the unsettling collapse of the Shield and First Guardian Master Funds, underscoring the value of sound advice. To those considering an SMSF, make sure to seek qualified and personalized advice. An update on the local motorcycle industry now. Peter Stevens Motorcycles, a three-decade-old industry mainstay, has sought voluntary administration due to financial strains, a move that strikes concern for its 400 employees and numerous customers. This issue speaks to the wider challenges experienced in the sector, and industry stakeholders are keenly watching the outcome. On a similar note, the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries has reported a 4.9% drop in motorcycle sales for the first 9 months of 2024, echoing the wider economic struggles our nation is experiencing. Key factors behind this downward trend: higher living costs and interest rates eating into discretionary spending. Going ahead, manufacturers do maintain optimism, eagerly anticipating the launching of new models. This wraps up our financial services news summary. Be sure to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for further updates in insurance, finance, and money management. This is Paige Estrotori. Until next time, stay updated, stay informed.